Hello, everyone, wherever you are in this world. So happy to be here with you and hope it's a terrific Tuesday, too. I'm Coy Wire. Welcome to CNN 10, where we whip you through the top headlines and fuel your mind with some thought-provoking stories from around the world. We start today with the news happening on the Hawaiian island of Maui, the deadliest wildfire in the United States in more than 100 years. Lahaina, an area on Maui known for its historic city center, was almost entirely destroyed, and the devastation is so bad it looks like a war zone. Flames have destroyed many of the homes and businesses, and emergency workers are racing against time to rescue missing people. When we recorded our show, nearly 100 people had died from the wildfires, and there were warnings that that number could increase in the coming days. Before the wildfire on Maui began, a moderate drought covered more than one-third of the island, making it more susceptible to fire. In addition, Hurricane Dora, a Category 4 storm over the Pacific, increased wind on the island and caused wildfires to spread around Maui more rapidly. Other factors compounded the danger on the island, roadblocks forcing fleeing drivers onto one narrow downtown street. This created a bottleneck of traffic that was quickly surrounded by flames on all sides. And when the fires began, emergency sirens that were created to warn people to seek shelter and evacuate from the flames, well, they didn't sound. Instead, local government used a series of social media posts that reach a smaller number of people. The state is now going to launch a formal review to try to figure out why the emergency sirens were not activated, especially because they were created for these types of circumstances. There will be an estimated $6 billion in damage. Thousands of people have been evacuated or displaced, some having lost everything. Search CNN Impact Your World for more information on how you can help. We'll continue to keep you updated right here on CNN 10. Let's go now to Chief Climate Correspondent Bill Weir, who's on the ground in Maui.
The trees that you guys see behind you right here, this was all from the tornado that came through.
That's crazy.
No, we've never even seen a tornado in Hawaii.
In a place so familiar with weather extremes.
Wow, it's crazy.
Maui locals have never seen anything like the firestorm that obliterated Lahaina.
We just saw a little, like, smolder of smoke. And we're like, oh, like, the house had survived, and now there's a little brush fire. And then within, like, 5 minutes, the whole thing was engulfed. It went up in flames.
Really?
There's nobody there to put anything out.
We're just pulling into Lahaina now, just getting our first glimpse at this town after hearing these nightmarish stories. And it is worse than you can imagine. It looks like a World War II set, like a bomb went off here. Just utter scorched devastation everywhere, melted boats in the harbor. What was once the capital of the Kingdom of Hawaii and one of the most well-preserved towns in the nation is ash, including Bill Weiland's famous art gallery. And he says he escaped the flames on his Harley Davidson, riding around evacuees trapped between fire and ocean.
Had I took the car instead of motorcycle, I'd probably been with everybody else jumping in the water. It was flames were shooting over the top, coming at. I didn't even want to look behind me because I knew they were behind me.
And there's nowhere to go. You're pinned between
just
the
pinned, and that's
fire
what happened.
And the ocean.
That's what happened to all the people. I think is all those cars that were sitting waiting for someone to move in front of them. No one was moving anywhere. You were dead in the water.
This is the historic banyan tree, 150-year-old majestic tree at the center of Lahaina Town. It looks like it may have survived. It needs water desperately to survive right now. But for the locals who are coming down and looking at the damage, this is such a sign of hope that maybe their iconic tree will have lived when so much else is gone here. But the history can never be replaced. Right here, this is the first hotel in Hawaii, the Pioneer Hotel, Pioneer Theater. It's completely gone. Right over here was the library. It's just now a stone shell of scorched blocks. Around Front Street there, Fleetwood's, Mick Fleetwood of the band Fleetwood Mac, his place is gutted out with flames. It's just unrecognizable. One of the most charming, beloved port cities anywhere in the world is just scorched like a bomb went off.
10-second trivia. Accra is the capital city of what African nation? Angola, Ghana, Botswana, or Rwanda? Answer is gonna be Ghana, located in Western Africa, translating to Warrior King. Let's travel to Ghana now to meet one of our CNN heroes. After watching many family members and neighbors struggle with access to basic health care, they decided to make it their life's mission to bring medical care to remote communities in Ghana through his doctor's office on wheels. Now, their Hope Health Van has served more than 4,000 people in the community.
In Ghana, many people don't have access to health care. We've designed the van like a clinic. When we are traveling, especially in long distances, there's a lot of potholes. There have been a lot of times where our car got stuck in the mud.
This is our daily experience.
Sometimes, because of the poor network, we can't get out home as late as 12 a.m. We bring healthcare to the doorsteps of rural and underserved communities in Ghana.
I grew up in a very small community in Ghana. We grew up where people had to walk several miles to go to the nearest hospital, which is located in the urban areas. There were a lot of people who lost their lives due to diseases that could have been easily prevented or at a bare minimum managed. Early screenings wasn't an option for us. I lost my grandmother and my auntie. My grandmother was a very big part of my life. It was very hard when we lost her, and it was due to something that could have been easily prevented. That is the painful part. This is my family. And I said that once I come of age, I'm going to ensure that people have access to healthcare. I took my education very seriously. So in 2016, I got a scholarship to study at Cornell and really learned about how diseases affect the human body. I realized that these people don't have the luxury of time. The food that they put on the table is determined by what they sell in the market. If I tell them to go to the hospital, there's no way they are gonna go.
Thank you so much for coming. It's gonna be a long day.
So then I had to think, like, how do I bring healthcare to them? And that was the birth of the mobile health van.
So we just arrived at one of the rural communities that we've been working with. Currently we are setting up our PPEs, disinfectant, checking out our diagnostics and also medications.
...90 to 95%. Everyone that comes through has one health issue or the other. And the first person they meet is our operation director. So he will collect the demographics like name, age, and then the person will move on to the nurse. The nurse will collect the vitals. And once the nurse is done, the patient will move on to the doctor. We've been to communities where they haven't seen a doctor before. Literally, they haven't been to the hospital before. Seeing how the moms, the fathers, the grandmothers, the children are really excited and really grateful. Words cannot describe the feeling that you get providing care for someone who otherwise wouldn't be alive if your mobile health van wasn't there.
And today's story getting a 10 out of 10, a story that made some zoo goers bubble with laughter. Rub-a-dub-dub, that's a huge bear in that tub. Meet Finn, a 450-pound black bear swimming around in all sorts of suds at a zoo in Knoxville, Tennessee. Getting so fresh and so clean. It's actually a small pond that was being cleaned with soap one day, and when they filled it up, there were bubbles galore, and honey, Finn jumped right in, loving it. Very cute. Now on to my favorite part of the day. I want to give a special shout-out to Summit Academy North Middle School in Romulus, Michigan. We see you. Today is August 15th. It's National Relaxation Day. So smell the flowers and cool the soup. Shoot, maybe even go take a bubble bath. I'm Coy Wire, and we are CNN 10.